These are all experimental. I don't know, you know, how, where it's going, but I like to experiment.
Janice Summers Young lives in the community of Queen Shoals, about a mile from the Elk River, right on the line between Kanawha and Clay counties. On weekdays, she and her husband Terry work for their construction business. Most weekends, they spend hiking, camping, and collecting materials that Young uses in collages that are on display throughout their home.
I've always loved art, and I've always done some form of art and tried to make my whole life a kind of art.
When Young and her husband began to build their house, they discovered fossils in the rocks that they dug out of the dirt. So they decided to use the fossilized stones to build the exterior of their home.
The area had been coal mined quite a bit some years back. We started building our house here. We started hand-picking our stones from where we had dug here, the excavation, the stones we turned up, and also stones along the creek bank because they're rich in fossils. And I also wanted it to look like this house fit here.
Her art, like her home, also includes objects from nature, from wasp nests that are preserved with porcelain to pieces of driftwood that are constructed into circular collages. These are inspired by whirlpools she finds in rivers.
I have been picking up driftwood pieces and turning them into collages. One rainy day when the rain had fallen on all those tiny pieces and all the collars had lit up in them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these are beautiful. So the most whirlpools I've seen are on New River. That's my favorite river.
Her work drew the attention of artist Ken Marquis, founder of the Landfill Arts Project. He invited Young to submit a piece of art for the exhibit that opened on September 7th. Over 1,000 artists from around the world were given a hubcap. Each of them repurposed their hubcap in their own way. Young was one of a few hundred artists whose piece was selected for the exhibit.
When I got the hubcap, that's the first thing that entered my mind, was a driftwood piece inside the hubcap. I've seen so many tires and hubcaps in the river, and I watched them pop off the car and roll down the hill and land in the river. And there's the swirl holes where the whirlpools land stuff, and they're circular, and they'll have little bits of wood or stones collected inside of them.
What one person might consider trash, artists like Janice Young see as materials that can be used to create.
I thought it was a really, really neat project that's going to have that many people from all around participating in something that I'm passionate about, you know, just not wasting so much and trying to reuse as much as possible. No, we can't all be environmental saints, but if any little thing that we can do, all adds up eventually.
Young says she doesn't consider herself an environmentalist, but as a West Virginian artist, she does feel inspired by the delicate beauty of the mountains and the rivers. She thinks it's a beauty that is often abused. When she sees trash in the river, she picks it up and tries to turn it into art. Now, that art will be on display in the Museum of the Shenandoah Valley, surrounded by the works of artists from across the world. All 287 of them are tied together by their willingness to create out of the waste that most people call trash. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Queen Shoals, West Virginia.